Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am your host, Aaliyah, and I am Miss On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I'm excited about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is applying what we've learned in this hour. One of the things I love, one of my friends, Teresa, says is we should be lifelong learners, right? And with that said, the things that we've learned in life, the things we've learned even during this time, what is it? How are we applying it? What have you learned and how are you applying it, right? So, yeah, before we jump in, I want to thank my sponsors. Your feedback is going to help everybody else. So we're going to chat. It's not going to be chatting. It's going to be me, you, and all of us, right? So, y'all, I tell you, I thank Dance with Mina. We just finished our Zumba, y'all, and I'm like, woo! So we just finished with Dance with Mina. And for ladies who love Zumba, we do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. So go to Dance with Mina Facebook page, and she will send y'all the Zoom. And you don't have to show yourselves while you're doing your Zoom. Some people don't want to be seen. But, hey, it's time for us to get the move, and it makes you feel good and everything, right? Thank you, Red Rose Conquerors. They are our business consultants with Cornelia Brown. She is an awesome, awesome woman of God, and she loves to help people push them and get them coaches and getting them starting their businesses up. We have Unique Expressions by Design. We have Ultimately Unique You with all of our jewelry and accessories. But Unique Expressions by Design can get you all your customized items, whether it's business or personal needs. And you can also even order, hand sanitizer and all that good stuff through them. And you can get different things customized with your business brand and name on it. And finally, bit.ly/onfire2live. Lose those 5 pounds in 5 days. Go out there and get your teas, your coffees, and let's do this thing. Let's stay healthy, not come out of this thing with 50,000 pounds. No, we're going to be healthy. And that's one of the things that I've committed to, being healthy and dropping these extra pounds, right? So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We appreciate each and every one of you. Oh, and thank you so much to our girl, Miss Deidre Norvette. That's the voice that you heard on our song. She has an EP called This Is Me. Y'all go out there and support my girl. It is less than the cost of a value meal. It's on all of your digital outlets, and it's called This Is Me. Such a blessing. If you haven't gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, ebook, go out there and get it. It's only $2.99. It's on all of your outlets. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes and Nobles. It's on Smashwords. You name it, it's out there, right? So what have you learned in the past or during this time frame, and how are you applying it? Tonight I want to talk about the application, the applying of our learned things. Now, I will have the opportunity, the great opportunity to listen to John Maxwell today. And he said, all of the things that you're taught, all of the teachings, is in the times that are hard, it's in those hard and tough times that you're tested. And now you see yourself, you're able to see that you can apply the things you're seeing. It shows you your true self. So if we're learning but not applying what we've learned, are we really learning, right? And I was like, man, this is so good. And so that blessed me, and I think that's one of the reasons why I was inspired to have that. Because we are to be learning, lifelong learners, as my friend Teresa says, and how we're applying the things we learned. Because you don't want to have to keep taking the same test over and over, right? You want to learn and keep moving forward, right? So, I mean, so many things that are awesome that we need to be applying. And y'all bear with me. Make sure you're sharing this because we want to hear from you. I do have some people that shared earlier that what they've learned. One of the things that they said was, I've learned to know myself during crisis, how to handle gifts and seeds God placed on the inside of me. So love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. How are you using what you learned and applying it in this time? Let's see here. I'm not seeing it on the page. Let me refresh. You can do things with me. You can type it in one minute, or I can share the screen. You can come with me. So and for those of you who are on the radio show, you can actually dial in at 929-477-178. Press option 1 if you want to share, and you'll actually be on the video as well as being able to hear. But how are you applying what you've learned, whether it's things you've learned in life and you're applying it now, or things you have learned during this time and you're now to your lifestyle now? Because it's really in this time that you see your true self, right? One of the things that was said also today was, if you love what you do, then you should love, how did he say that? Oh my goodness. He said, if you love what you do, you don't get up every morning talking about, oh, I got to do this. No, it's I get to do this. There's a difference. I don't have to do this. I get to do this. So when you're doing something that you love doing, it was like, wow. I mean, y'all, it's a different perspective when it comes from there. So what are you doing? What have you learned? And how are you applying it to your everyday life in this new place, in this new space for the current space that we're in? Let's see here. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I did on the page.
That's when you're streaming live.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so.
Okay.
I do it because I'm kind of just double checking stuff out. Actually, it's the author page that I'm seeing. My author page and personal page are almost identical. Right? I apologize. All right, y'all, bear with me a moment. I need y'all to be sharing with me what have you learned, and then how are you applying the things you've learned, whether it's things you've learned from the past that you're applying now, or the things you've learned, that what, how are you taking the things you've learned and applying them now to the, to where we are? I think that's right there. Let me double check. What have you learned and how are you applying it? Come on, y'all. So chat that with me. You can either chat, and many people are in most of their days, so you don't have to share, come on the screen there if you don't want to. That's okay. How are you applying what you've learned? Can I copy and paste that link in there? Embed. Let me see, y'all. I'm actually sharing it, but it's sharing on the business page again. Okay. One of the things that blessed me as well, for those who are entrepreneurs, those who are trying to stay relevant and trying to make sure that your businesses are still in place, you're still doing things that are, in anything, you want to be the solution to a problem. So how can you tweak everything, make it in the now, right? So one of the scriptures that John Maxwell spoke of today was Psalms 112, and I want to read it for you. Psalms 112 in the New Living Translation, y'all, when he shared this, he said he reads it daily, and he prays it. So he actually makes it into a prayer, and he reads it. So I'm going to read this to y'all. And this is New Living Translation, okay? And it says, "Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commandments. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly." Let me read that part again. "Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. Such people will not become overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and face their foes triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. The wicked will see and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger. They will slink away. Their hearts thwarted." And so this is a scripture he says he reads daily. So whether you're an entrepreneur or just anybody, it is such a place of telling you to be that you are light. We are, I'm always saying you're a life light, but you're the light that shines. That light constantly shines on you, and you are that light. You're that beacon of light in darkness, right? So what are you doing? What are you learning? You know, how are you applying it to your life? How are you staying relevant? How are you continuing to be light? One of the things I've learned for me is that I have to stay in my word, stay in a place of my affirmations, because if constantly bringing you, trying to lift you up, I have to keep me lift. I can't be around and listen to the news or things or people that are constantly draining when I have to lift you up. There's no way that I can lift you up and be drained. That's not possible. I can't feed you from a place that's not be fed, right? So that scripture was really, really, I mean, I see how to copy and paste it. Ah, cool. So give me a second. So if you want to share with me, I can actually bring you on, or you can just type it in the chat, but give me just a quick moment, because I, Eureka, have figured out something that I didn't realize I figured out. Go ahead, Holy Spirit. Woo, that is so beautiful. Isn't it awesome when God gives you something and you don't even know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I figured out how to post it on my main page. All right, y'all. So let's share. I want y'all to share with me what have you learned or some of the things you've learned and you're applying it for the now. For the people who were couponers, I know they are like, they have their stashes, their stacks. What are you doing? Well, how are you applying things that you've learned and in this time? How are you staying relevant for the time? How are you staying positive? How are you staying relevant? What are you doing? I want y'all to chat back with me. So you can chat in the chat. Let me check Radio Land, people, because I've not checked on them. If you want to share in Radio Land, you can press 1. You won't be seen, of course, so that's okay, too. But what are you doing to stay relevant? What are you doing? What have you learned that you can apply to your life right now? I know many people are, like, trying to stay in a place of, especially business owners, especially business owners, they're trying to stay in a place of how can I become more techno savvy? Because some people are not. You'd be surprised. Some people don't like social media and they don't like different things. But in this day and time, we have to, especially right now, that's how you're going to stay in business. That's kind of how you're going to stay informed, because you can't go door to door if you did direct sales. You can't have your in a lot of places if you don't have an essential business and deemed as essential business, your doors aren't open. So how are you staying relevant and what are you doing? How are you keeping yourself in that place of applying what you've learned? It's in this time that you see that muscle of who you are, that person that you didn't know was there, that strength that you didn't know was there. Of course, you're drawing your strength from the Father, but how are you flexing that muscle from what you've learned and attributing it to your life now? Because this is not the norm for us, and it's not going to be our norm for long. We believe in God that our norm. However, when we go back to the norm, what are you gonna adopt? There are gonna be so many things that I adopt in this space, because there's so many things that we learned that we don't need. You know, some of us, you know, they call us as they say Americans are so lazy. When you go to other countries, and we are so spoiled. But what are some of the things that you've adopted and adapted to that you'll say, you know what, I can use this, like spending more time in your word, spending more time with your family, because many people are now just getting to know each other all over again, because you were like bypassing each other. The husband may have worked, the wife may have worked first shift, the husband may have worked second shift, and you're kind of like bypassing each other, and then the children. So you're getting to know your family all over again. What are some of the things that you're learning, you've learned, and now you're applying those things? So let's see here. Y'all don't be shy tonight now. Y'all's feedback is actually going to be the thing that's going to help others, because you'd be surprised the feedback that I get back from people that says, oh, my goodness, y'all don't realize. Oh, Tara, you want to share with us? You want to share with us some of the things that you have learned? You want to come live? Come on the screen. I can share. You want to come on the screen? You can type in the comment, because I don't want to bring you on the screen if you don't want to come on. Let's see here. I think. Can you hear me saying yes? Huh?
A little delay.
It's a little delay. Okay, I'm trying to see. Cheryl, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I can.
Great. Can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Hi. Okay. Hi. What are some things that you can share with us that you've learned and you're actually applying what you've learned in the now? Because you're actually in nursing, so she's actually still, she's a nurse, so she's still in the field. What are some things that you're applying that you've learned that can help us?
I think it's the same. I mean, I think it's the same that we, from the beginning, is using your wisdom.
Okay.
In that time.
Yes.
You know, don't get panicked about what's going on. Do the things that have been suggested. You know, like washing your hands, keep being in a distance with people. But now I have to take it to another level. The one thing I'm learning is obedience.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes, ma'am.
When you're obedient, there is first of all, there's something that you're going to learn.
Okay.
That's for your spiritual nature.
Yes.
But it's also going to help you to keep your flesh under subjection to what the Lord has for us in this hour.
Yes.
And the one thing I don't want to take up too much time, but the other thing I'm learning. And I think I put it out today to some of my family and friends.
Okay.
Is, you know, as we are moving forward through through everything that's going on, is we can't go back to what it used to be.
Amen. Amen.
We can't go back. I have thoroughly enjoyed my downtime. Mm. And as I explained to my husband today, actually, when I got off of work, is, I don't know how many, you know, I know we get into a religious thought about observing like the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So I've enjoyed have a true Sabbath.
Okay.
Where I do nothing but spend time with the Lord. I'm reading my word, praying, fellowshipping with other people. That's the thing, is seeing my neighbors, being with other people. And as far as, you know, talking to each other outside, things like that. Because like I said, as we get through this, I declare there is no going back to what it used to be.
Amen. Amen.
So
Amen.
I think that's just one of the things that even now is not going back to being busy, not going back to always having something to do, but just time out to just spend with yourself, with your family, but most of all, spending it with the Lord.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know what? One of the things I learned that we were so busy, we were busy doing nothing in so many cases. You know, we're so busy, but we're not getting anything accomplished, you know, and it's almost like being on that wheel, that mouse or that gerbil on that wheel. And it's like, where are they going?
Uh-huh.
Are they really getting anywhere? They're not. And in many cases, we're so busy, we're not getting anything accomplished because we're doing this, we're doing that. I wore 15 hats at one time. How much did I really get accomplished? You know?
Exactly. And I mean, I think you said a mouthful. I mean, it's you feel like you're doing something, but in actuality, when you go back to measure, you're really not getting it. We're really not getting it done, except being too tired to really enjoy our day to day.
That's true. Being able, you know, I know when I left the corporate realm, I really realized that I never really, as they said, stop and smell the flowers. I actually start looking at the clouds and saying, oh, wow, or looking at, you know, just looking at things that God created. And it was like the blinders had come off because I was just going to where I was like, wow, I wasn't living. I was really existing because I worked in downtown Atlanta, and I did this, and I did that. And, you know, it was like you're just going. And that said, breathe. And so when that layoff happened, it was like, okay, all right, okay. You know, sometimes things come to – it's a reality check. It can be a reality check. For us, many of us are looking at this as a reality check. And saying, okay, God, what am I to learn from this, and how am I to move forward from here? Not from going back, because we can't go back to status quo. That's not our portion. But what are we to learn here and move forward in this new that we're walking into? Oh, I love that.
Exactly.
Moving forward in the new that we're walking into. Hmm. Love that, love that. But thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, because everybody's being a little bashful and stuff. I think because they're probably in the PJs still. But I came in zombified. I mean, we just finished Zumba about 40 minutes before I came live, and I was like, you know what? Going on, you know. But one of the things I'm also learning is if you are not moving and mobile, you can get into a slump. You know what I'm saying? If you're just constantly on that couch and you're constantly eating, I mean, you find yourself eating all the time, you know, if you're not conscious of it.
Not careful.
Right,
yeah.
You're not careful. And so you got to be conscious of still making yourself do things, still having your schedule to find that time to work out, find that time to spend time with God, make that time to spend time with God, but find time to be mobile in some capacity. Oh my goodness, like I was sharing, we were doing Dance with Mina twice a week now. We started out doing just Thursdays. Now we're Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm finding other ways to get mobile, and that's giving you those different endorphins and stuff that are needed and necessary. And you can speak to that, you know, about the mobility.
Oh, yes. Well, one of the things that I found myself participating in is Hip Hop Extreme workout class.
Okay.
And so being able to do that from home, it's been awesome.
Okay.
Because we were going to the gym, and then, you know, as they closed gyms and different things like that, you know, we were able to do that through an app called Zoom.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's funny because as I'm in front of the TV and I have my laptop up and we're, you know, I'm doing the class, honestly, it has been, it's something I look forward to. Sometimes, like yesterday, I was like, oh gosh, I got to do this class. But when you do it, you feel so good and you feel like you've gotten something accomplished.
Yes.
And so you feel good. I mean, you honestly feel good. And when you go, you know, like myself, I'm on my feet a lot at work. You know, especially if you just these happy, but you know, it's one thing to show up and you're able to help patients. It's another thing to show up and you're out of breath.
That's true.
You know, as you begin to feel better, to look better, you start to look forward to those times when you're just taking care of yourself.
Right.
You need to take time to take care of self.
You know,
and that's
what?
Not a self thing.
You know what? I think that many of us were too busy to even realize that we were neglecting self. You know, that's what I found too, that I was so busy that I neglected self. And then you start, when you're neglecting self, then you start being bitter. I said, God, I don't want to be bitter. I want to be better. And so I had to shift my mindset and shift my, you know, incorporate things that fed me. It's time to invest in you. Invest in you, you know, mobily, education-wise, whether you're watching webinars. There are all kind of webinars that are free right now. There are all kind of, you know, things to just feed you, spiritually feed you, emotionally feed you, mentally. You have to be fed. What you feed will grow. I need a...
Yes.
Need a
absolutely.
Battery low. Yeah. Battery low. So what you feed is going to grow. And so that was one of the things that John Maxwell was saying today. He said, you have faith and you have fear. And you're not going to say, oh, get rid of the fear. Cause he said, but you're human. You're going to have those two things. He said, but if you feed that fear, feed that faith, he said that fear is going to be drowned out. It's going to be starved.
Yeah.
And so
exactly.
Whatever you're feeding is going to grow. And so what I'm learning even in that is I'm feeding every part of me to be able to continue to feed people, because that gift of exhortation is who I am, and I can't help anybody if I'm not fed, you know. Honey, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, because everybody's been a little shy tonight. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for what you're doing in there, staying in that realm of being in the hospital, because you're in the hospital in North Carolina, right? It's a delay, so you can't hear me.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes, thank you so much for you and everybody that's still in the healthcare system, and everybody's just still serving in whatever capacity. We appreciate everything that you do, what you're doing. We're continuing to keep you lifted in prayer and keep you covered, and no hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh your dwelling place. We're coming in agreement with that for you and your family and every person attached to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's see here. All right. Anybody else want to share with us tonight? Thank you so much, Tara. We appreciate you. Oh, my goodness. God is so faithful. So we had Tara, who is in the medical field. She's still in the, she's still on the front lines. And, you know, we thank God for her. And we thank God for her sharing with us tonight, you know, the life lessons that she's applying and applying now, you know, making that time with God and fellowshipping with God, finding that time and making that time to fellowship with your neighbors and even spending that family time and self-care. It is a necessity, especially for those who are people that wear so many hats and you juggle. This is the time to practice your self-care. And when we go back into living life as our new norm should not look like our previous norm. We can't go back. Because if you go back to exactly what you did, then what did you learn? Woo! That's good right there. If you go back to exactly what did you learn? Amen. That's what I'm talking about. What did you learn? What have you learned? Life lessons, either in this space right now, or life lessons you've learned in the past that you are applying now in this new space. Share with me. You can do it in the chat, or if you want to come on the screen, you can share with us on the screen. I have so many people that act so shy; they don't want to be sharing on the screen. That's fine. But what are you doing? Life lessons. You know what life lessons are you applying? But make sure you're reading. I thank God for being able to be on that Rise Up thing that's done by, oh, goodness, I can't even think of his name right now. It escapes me. But it is a webinar that he's doing every day at 1 o'clock, and he's bringing people on. He had John Maxwell on today. He had John, start with a G. Yeah, when I tell you everybody's name is escaping me, he was on today. And he had Trent Shelton on last week. When I tell y'all he's bringing hitters on, and it is really, Damon Johns, I think, was on today too. He's coming on, but he's bringing, when I tell you, some motivational speakers and people, and he's not just feeding like the financial side of you. He's feeding the emotional side of you. He's feeding the spiritual side of you. He's hitting every angle of your true capacity. Because if you feed your faith, you're going to. One of the things that I love them and was saying that my faith is my foundation. It's my foundation to anything. He said, I pray over my business. I pray over my family. I pray over, he said, everything that I do, I go to God first. And I'm like, ooh, because so many people, you know, we get caught up in just doing, but are you praying about it? That's good, y'all. Are you praying about your business? Are you praying about your scriptures? Rudy, you want to share? I'll bring you on. Let me copy and paste the link. And we'll bring you on. What do you want to share with us? Come on in. Come on and bring us some more wisdom. I want somebody to bring me some more wisdom. What life lessons are you using? You gotta drop some knowledge on us. What are you going to share with us tonight? Click on that link and you'll be able to come on. But I tell you, those lessons that Minister Terrell shared with us is just that that was so applicable to now. I mean, we get so caught up in what we're doing, but oh my goodness, I praise God that we're not going back to what we came from. No, we don't look like what we used to, but we can't go back to what we were. Oh, no, we don't look like what we used to, but we can't go back to where we were. No, we can't do that again because we've learned. We are a learned people, and as a learned people, we're walking in the new, right? With wisdom, with new insight. So, wow. Rudy, can you get me? Click on that link, and we will bring you on. Let's just let me. I don't see him. Well, like I said, the scripture that I want you all to read, and that scripture that John Maxwell shared with us today was a blessing. The one that I read to you, if you have not read it, go and read that for yourself. It was Psalms 112, and that was the New Living Translation. But it's a blessing, and you can turn it into, like he said, he reads it daily, but he turned it into a prayer as well. So he reads it as his declaration, but then he turns around and he prays. He uses it as his prayer, and so you know he said, "You lead with love." The other John said, "Love, care, and serve." Those are his three principles. I love, I care, I serve. And so, what are you doing? And what are you learning? And how are you applying it? I tell you, I mean, the perspective of I'm, you know, what I'm doing this now. No, what do I get to do? Rising up in the morning at, I get to do this. Not, oh, I have to do this. I get to do this. Because it's a blessing to be able to wake up and get to be able to say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for breathing my body. Thank you for being healthy. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you. You know, we're in this hour, we just have to be in a place of gratitude and applying what we learned. Lifelong learners, as my friend Teresa said, lifelong learners that we are. Anybody else want to share with us? You can actually type in the chat, or I can bring you on. Y'all already know I don't just prolong if y'all don't share, so that's not who I am. But thank y'all so much for sharing tonight. Thank you, Minister Tara. We appreciate you tonight as you have shared. Anything else anybody else want to share? She gave us some great gold nuggets tonight about self-care, time with God, fellowship, family, being obedient. Yes, being obedient was a big, big part. And doing what's been told as far as everything, being keeping yourself safe, keeping your family safe, doing what you've been told, and things of that nature. Well, I don't see anybody wanting to share tonight, so we are going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. Thank y'all so much. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I will see y'all same time, same place next week on Fire to Inspire. Love y'all. Have an awesome rest of your week. Thank you again to all my sponsors. Interested in being a sponsor, make sure that you go into the Fire to Inspire.